Come on in here. We only have a few minutes. We're lucky that we got to sneak away after dinner. Besides, I've been watching you stare at me all night long. I love your parents' house, I really do, but there's so many limited spaces to get away and just have a little bit of us time. Especially with your entire family in town. But we always manage, don't we? Oh, and you're already so hard. Were you anticipating this happening? What? You know how turned on I get when I'm watching you just enjoy the moment. Are you gonna let me put this hard, aching cock inside my mouth? See, I know what position you'd really like to do, but you know that we have limited space in here. So, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna put you up against this wall right here, and I'm gonna get on my knees, and I'm gonna put your cock in my mouth. And then, after that, beautiful man that I love, I'm going to put you in this chair, and I am going to slide down on that hard, waiting cock and fuck you. I'm going to fuck you until you come inside of me. So, if you don't want people to suspect that we've run off to do something nefarious, you should probably just make yourself come, don't you think? No. I don't think that we need those anymore, do you? Am I suggesting what you think I'm suggesting? I don't know. What do you think I'm suggesting? While you answer that, I'm going to get these down because according to my calculations, we have T-minus 6 to 7 minutes before your mom starts bringing out desserts. Oh, is that what you think? You think that I'm telling you to knock me up? How very, very intuitive of you. Maybe you're right. See, I knew you were hard. It was watching me bend over in this little mini skirt all night, wasn't it? So yummy. We're lucky. This room is all the way in the back of the house. Because I'm on high heat. And as soon as your cock goes inside of me, I'm going to be making so much noise. Kind of like you're doing right now. Did you need that? Did you need my mouth on your cock this badly? That's it. Buck your hips up to meet my face. You deserve it, and you know how much I love it. No, not so fast. You see, you were right. I think it's high time that you fuck a baby into me, don't you think? Best. best Christmas present ever, or what? Oh, besides, I love you so much. And if there's something that I love even more, it's having your cock buried inside of me and your cum dripping out of me. Yeah? You want that? You want to empty your balls inside my tight, wet pussy? Yeah? You gonna give me a baby? Tell me you love me. Good. I'll just lift my skirt. No, stop. Shh. You can't move. I told you. I know you want to pound me from behind, but you are just going to have to deal with me getting on top and riding your cock. There we go. Comfy? Yeah? You've been wanting this as much as I have. Family Christmases get me so pinned up, and all I want is to feel you inside me. Yeah. I'm sorry. I should be more quiet. Yeah. You like that? You're rubbing my wet, needy pussy up against your hard cock. That's still slick with all of that spit from me taking it down my throat. Yeah. You ready? Yeah. Show me how much you love me. Yeah. Come. Yeah. Breathe me. Come. for once. I'm so glad that you wore this puffy, ugly sweater. Oh, because it really does. Oh, it does muffle really well. Fuck. See, this is the problem now. That feels so good. I don't even want to move. You must have really needed that, huh? Or was it all of that talk about getting me pregnant? I know how much you love that. Yeah. Just one more moment, and then I'm going to pull my panties up, and we're gonna go out there and pretend like nothing else happened. But just know that I'm going to be so turned on the rest of the night, feeling your cum slowly leaking out of me. You know, later, we should do this one more time, just to make sure that it really takes. Of course, I'm being serious. I love you. And I can't think of anything more romantic than getting knocked up by the man that I love on Christmas Eve. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Okay, let's strategically do this so that we both don't fall on our asses. Okay. Yeah? Hold on. I'm just pulling my stuff. No, looks like we're right on time. Let me just clean this off. You know how much I love tasting your cum and my cum on your cock. Plus, am I really going to give up one more opportunity to have your cock in my throat? I don't think so. Okay, you go out first so it doesn't look as suspicious. I love you too. Now go.